these are wild animals, even though they're super cute, we can keep all like excited yays and applause until they're actually into the ocean. That we don't want to spook them. This is the most people they've ever seen in their entire lives. So it's going to be a little bit scary for them, okay? So
we dozens of adults and children held in shrieks of excitement at Kenai North Beach as the pups made their way from their crates to the ocean's edge. The release only took about 5 minutes. Admiral, a 50-pound male, booked it straight to the water, where he then waited for his sister Cobalt, who wasn't so sure about the people hovering nearby. She stared at the quiet audience and slowly waddled to the bay. There were other harbor seals swimming in the surf nearby. As soon as they were in the water, the onlookers cheered. The seals' release back to the ocean was a long time coming. They were newborns when they were spotted in early June, hauled out on a Kasilof beach, their moms nowhere to be found. And they were in rough shape, emaciated and dehydrated. Cobalt even had rocks in her stomach. They spent all summer at the Alaska Sea Life Center. And when they got released, the only evidence of their time at the center was a small blue tag with an identification number on their tail fins. Savannah Costner is an animal care specialist with the center's Wildlife Response Department. She helped care for and train Cobalt and Admiral and oversaw their release in Kenai.
Every release is special. We all put our time into it, our love, our hopes and dreams into these animals, and we want the best for them. So even though this is, I couldn't even tell you how many releases I've done so many. Every single one is special because each individual animal is special. And I think the fact that we had to do emergency medicine on Cobalt her first day with us, to the fact that we got her here to this day, it's crazy. It's amazing.
For release day, the Sea Life Center invited volunteers and members to the long sandy beach. It was the first time in several years the center has held a public release because of the coronavirus pandemic. Marie Mills is a member of the center and found out about the event when she got an email from staff. She loves pinnipeds, especially seals, more than almost anything.
They're cute and fat and chunky and jiggly, and they're amazing.
So she drove the more than 3.5 hours from Wasilla for the release.
I just love that the Sea Life Center can rehabilitate them and put them back in their home and not just stick them in a zoo somewhere. You know, it's amazing.
There were some younger guests at the event too. Hildy Coleman just turned 7 and is in the first grade. She's wearing a blue hoodie and boots as she points at the heads of harbor seals in the bay, hoping to spot Cobalt and Admiral, who were just released. Hildy's mom took her and her older sister out of school in Kenai to watch the pups return home to Cook Inlet. She says watching them wobble back to the ocean was kind of funny.
The people here took 3 steps back, and then she started to go. She stopped a little bit, and then she went to go again.
What was it like when they got to the ocean?
They kept on diving and going back up and diving.
Sasha Coleman, Hildy's mom, was born and raised in the area and says there's no place like it. Although her kids just started the school year, she says she didn't want them to miss this.
It's just a neat experience to see. I mean, it's really, really cool to think how they literally were just off of our beach next to our home. They got rehabilitated and they're back in the wild again. And they're super cute too. Not a lot of kids get to see this kind of stuff.
As the Colemans point at seals as their heads pop up in the bay, Marie Mills, who came from Wasilla, stands further down the beach in the surf, her back turned to the other onlookers.
Okay, so you got to see a seal release. What's the verdict?
Amazing. Yeah, seeing them both get out into the water, and there's a lot of seals out there right now. I've counted at least 4. I think there might be more than that. So they're with their own kind out there. And it's amazing. It just makes your heart feel happy that they're home.
While this might have been Mills' first in-person seal release, she says it won't be her last. Her love for seals runs deep.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about the song you wrote?
Well, it's just new lyrics to Jingle Bell Rock, but it's about pinnipeds. So,
can you sing it?
I can try. My throat's a little hoarse, but okay. Pinnipeds, pinnipeds, I love pinnipeds. Those dogs of the sea that are so chunky. Seals and sea lions and walruses too. They're so very cute. Their little noses, how it closes when they dive down deep for food. The way they jiggle, bounce and wiggle always puts me in such a great mood. barking, playing, swimming about, devouring prey all day. Hauling out and soaking up rays, that's the pinniped way. I love pinnipeds, I love pinnipeds, and all their pinniped ways.
Reporting in Kenai, I'm Hope McKenney.